There you are. You had me worried for a second. Dangerous to be out here by yourself, isn't it? You're exposed on this balcony. It only takes one shot. Well, can you blame me? I was assigned to be your protector for a reason. It's part of my job to worry. He still hasn't shown up yet. Apparently, he's stuck in traffic. It's a beautiful moon, I'll admit. But surely you can admire its beauty from indoors, can't you? Or at least with me by your side. I'm supposed to stick close to you. That way I can guard you from danger. I can't do my job if you wander off somewhere without me. Well, that's understandable. There are a lot of people in there, and the environment is kind of dead. Some time away and a chance to breathe in the nice cool air of the night wouldn't do any harm. Minus the risk, of course. You may not be a vampire, but you are still working for our kind. The hunters are aware of this. Some of them, anyway. It doesn't matter that you're not the main target. The point is that you are still one of their targets. After all, they consider you a traitor to your own kind. Someone has to protect you from them. Someone who is faster, stronger, tougher. You get the drift. Don't worry. When you're turned by the boss, if she decides to turn you into one of us, you would be fully capable of defending yourself. And if you turn out to be proficient in combat, maybe you could be in my shoes one day. A bodyguard who protects our members from anyone who intends to harm them, especially the hunters. Speaking of hunters, you need to get back inside now. Yeah, I can smell their scent. There's two of them. They're on rooftops. I couldn't pinpoint where exactly. They wouldn't face us here. Not with all these people around. And shooting me would expose the nature of what I am, which is something they want to keep secret. But they would shoot you here in front of everyone. Without any leads, the death of a human would not expose our society. You'll have to meet with him some other time. Right now, I need to get you out of here. Coming through. Excuse us. Come on. Come on. Huh? No, it's just... This elevator could be a lot faster. That's all. Ah, finally.
Mind if I join?
Eshima. No, of course not. We were just leaving.
Thank you. fed party, huh?
Very.
Not as dead as the two of you are going to be in a moment.
Watch it. Stand aside.
So, you must be one of the hunters.
And you must be one of the bloodsuckers who are working for the Marioku Syndicate. Is this one of your pets, Kazumi?
No. Just a friend who is under my protection. You're a fool for doing this in here, of all places. There's a camera, you know.
Well, it's a good thing I had it disabled, isn't it? Get your foot off my throat, you fucking freak!
And let you kill the both of us. No way.
You can't keep me up against the wall forever. Ugly choice of boots, by the way.
A petty insult. I expected better. Then again, you always were a girl who had more mouth than substance. You okay? A bit shaken up. I'm fine. Just glad you weren't hit.
Shima?
A hunter? I'm shocked. Seems I didn't know her as well as I thought. Now you see why it's important that I should be by your side. She would have killed you without hesitation if I wasn't here. I'm so tempted to drink her blood. The way she smells is just so delicious. But perhaps another time. Come. Don't mind her. She's just drunk. Stay close. You'll be safe once we get to the car. Here, I'll get it. Drive us around for now until I give you a destination. I've got to make a call.
Kazumi, I hope you're calling with good news. Was a deal made with our client?
No, unfortunately.
Oh.
He was running late, and we couldn't wait any longer for his arrival.
Really?
The hunters were in the area. We had to cut our visit short. And we ran into some difficulty.
What difficulty?
One of them attacked us.
At the party?
No. In the elevator, as we were leaving.
If any harm had been done to my protege and you let it happen...
No harm was done. I kept them safe, just as you asked.
Did you kill the hunter?
No.
Why?
I didn't get a chance to.
Late, you say? Or perhaps this whole thing was a trap to lure two of my best into harm's way. And how did one of them get so close? No matter. Head to the estate.
On our way. Take us to the estate. Yeah, the boss is pissed. This whole thing has gone to shit. I suspected it may have been a trap from the moment they told us he was late. But I was giving it the benefit of the doubt until I picked up the scent of those two snipers. Just doing my job. As long as you're safe, that's the main thing. Glad you like them. At least someone else doesn't think my boots are ugly. Since you find them sexy, I'll wear them a lot more from now on. I'm sure you'll... Hey, is there a problem? Focus on the road. Some people just can't mind their own business, can they? Don't tempt me. I'm still thirsty, remember? And I did promise to get you through this without a scratch. Don't underestimate the boss. She'll sort this out. She's handled situations like this in the past. Things may get stressful, but it will all come together. If you need an outlet, though, and the boss isn't around to help, you can come to me. I'll make you feel better. Our little secret. Just between the two of us.